بسم الله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Indeed, all praises due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His guidance, we seek His forgiveness, we seek refuge with Almighty Allah from the evil of our own souls and from the bad consequences of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him. And whomever Allah leaves to go astray, then there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that there is no God except for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no associates, he has no partners, and there is nothing that deserves worship except for him. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, may the peace and blessings of Allah forever be upon him, was his servant and last messenger to all of humanity. وقال الله عز وجل يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال الله تعالى يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا والنساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. وقال الله عز وجل يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. As to what follows, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah who's blessed us all with one more day of life. Alhamdulillah who's blessed us to be Muslim. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us all to die in a state of al-Islam, to die in a state where Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with us. Ameen. Brothers and sisters in Islam, inshallah, the topic for today's khutbah is going to be a reminder for myself and perhaps a reminder for you to take a look at how we behave with the people. We're going to be talking, inshallah, about the importance of giving dawah, giving good dawah through our behavior, through the way we act with the people. As most of you probably know, this past week, these people that are running for office, president, you know, they like to take some cheap shots at the Muslims. They use the word Muslim as if it's a bad word. When they accuse somebody of being Muslim, it's like they accuse them of something bad. And so he's quick to say, I'm not a Muslim, I'm a this, I'm a that. And they like to say that Islam is this and Islam is that and the people are bad and the Muslims are bad. But before we stand up and we say, no, that's them. No, they're picking on us. No, they're discriminating against us. Let's take a step back and look at our behavior with the people. If we were to ask the people that know us, the people that work with us, the people that interact with us, what would they say about us? Would they say, no, he's a good Muslim. His behavior is good. He's a role model. Or would they say something different? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the Muslims, the way we're supposed to be. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you are the best of people ever raised up for the people. You are the best of people ever raised up for the people. Because you enjoin what is good and you forbid what is bad. You forbid what is evil. And you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the way we're supposed to be. But we should ask ourselves, is this really me? Am I really from the best of people? Am I really from the best role models for the people? So inshallah, we need to look at our behavior, because talk is cheap. I could stand here all day long and talk about Islam is this and Muslims are good and this and that, but the reality is people are going to wait to see what I do. And then they're going to judge. Yes, that's a good Muslim. Or no, he's just talk. The reality is, brothers and sisters, we need to take a look at ourselves. And many of us, perhaps, we need to make changes. Because the reality is we represent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the people. We represent Islam to the people. We don't just represent us. We need to realize that Islam is bigger than just us. When we go outside, it's not just me representing me. It's me representing al-Islam to the people. And they're going to judge us accordingly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهُ كَثِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verily in the messenger of Allah, in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have the best example. You have the best example to follow. For whosoever is looking forward to his meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and looking forward to his day on the day of judgment, and this person, he remembers Allah much. How many of us can honestly say that we're following the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِنَّكَ لَآلَ خُلُّقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Allah said about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He said, and verily, you are on the exalted character. Your character is the best. You're on the highest level of character in the way you carry yourself, in the way you deal with the people. How many of us can honestly say that we're the same way with the people? Inshallah, we're going to look at just one incident from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and how he dealt with the people. And it wasn't even about what he said. It wasn't about giving dawah, talking about Allah, talking about Islam. It's about how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam acted with the people. Because as I said, talk is cheap. And actions, they speak louder than words. At-Tabarani has related that there was a Jewish scholar in Medina. And his name was Zayd ibn Sunnah. And as I said, he was a Jewish scholar. He was an alim. He was a man of knowledge. One day, he was with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And an Arabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, my tribe, they came to Islam because I told them if they became Muslim, Allah would open up the doors of barakah for them. Allah would put barakah in their risk. Allah would put a blessing in their provision and they wouldn't need anything. But now there's a drought and now the people, I'm afraid they're going to leave Islam. I'm afraid they came to Islam because they were greedy, they wanted good, and now I'm afraid they're going to leave Islam because they're not getting it. Ya Rasulullah, is there anything you can give me perhaps to make them, to help them to stay? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that he was with Ali radiallahu anhu. He turned to Ali and Ali said, Ya Rasulullah, we have nothing. I can't give you anything. Now this Jewish scholar, his name was Zayd, he was there. And he said, Muhammad, rent me some date palms. Rent me some of these trees that give the dates, and I'll give you a loan for this amount of time. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Halas, very good, let's do this deal. So this Jewish man, he gave Rasulullah a loan, and they agreed on a date when Rasulullah was going to pay this money back. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's borrowing the money for the Muslims, not for himself. This man, Zayd ibn Sunnah, he relates, 3 days, 3 days before the loan was due, 3 days before Rasulullah had to give me the money back, I went to him. And he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was walking with Umar, radiallahu anhu, Abu Bakr Siddiq, and Uthman, and some other sahaba, and they were coming back from a janazah. So Zayd, he says, I came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I grabbed him by his shirt. He says, I grabbed him by the shirt, and I shook him. And I said, Ya Muhammad, pay me back what you owe me. Pay me back what you owe me, and I know that this is how your family does. They don't pay back their stuff. And I know about your people. Subhanallah. This is how he treated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it was 3 days before the loan was due. Zayd says, as he said this to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he looked at Umar to see what he was going to do. Because wallahi, everybody knows Umar radiallahu anhu. He said that when he looked at Umar, he said Umar's eyes were about to bulge out of his eyes. They were about to bulge out of his head. He was so angry. And he said, O enemy of Allah, did I just see you do what you did? Did I just hear you say that to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He said, wallahi, if it wasn't that I was afraid that Rasulullah would leave, this sword of mine would be on top of your head. Because this is how they love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, look at the oppression. The loan is not even due. And he's disrespecting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like that. In the meantime, Zayd, he says, he looks at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he still has him like this, the Messenger of Allah. And Rasulullah, he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's calm. And he's quiet. And Rasulullah, he looks at Umar and he says, Ya Umar, we don't need this from you. He said, Umar, instead, why don't you advise me on how to pay back this loan in a good manner? And he said, and Umar, this man right here, he's more in need of you showing him good manners, showing him how to be courteous than the way you're acting. And then he says, Umar, go and take this man and pay him what we owe him. And on top of that, give him 20 extra sa of dates. This 20 extra sa is like another maybe 50 pounds of dates because you scared him. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Umar radiallahu anhu. So what did Umar do? Sami'na wa ta'ana. He heard and he obeyed. So he took this man with him. He took him to the Baytul Mal and he paid him back what the Muslims owed him. And then on top of that, he gave him the extra dates. And when Zayd ibn Sunnah saw this, he said, Umar, why did you give me this extra? Umar radiallahu says, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I scared you. So to make up for it, he told me to give you some extra. Zayd ibn Sunnah, he says to Umar, Umar, don't you recognize me? And Umar says, La, who are you? Zayd ibn Sunnah, he says, I am the scholar of the Jews. I'm a Jewish scholar. I'm Zayd ibn Sunnah. And Umar, he said, you're Zayd ibn Sunnah? You're the scholar of the Jews? He said, why did you act like this? Because he's supposed to be a man of knowledge, a man of dignity. Umar is saying, why did you act like this with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Zayd, he says, I recognize the signs of Nabuwah on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I recognize the signs of prophethood in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but there's two things I didn't see. Two signs I didn't see. One, I was looking to see if his hilm, his forbearance, his patience would take precedence over his tahuru is his rashness. You know, when you get angry and you're quick to act. So he said, I was waiting to see if his hilm, his forbearance, his patience would take precedence over this. And number two, I wanted to see if I increased my rude behavior, my bad behavior towards him, if he would increase in patience. And he says, and I saw this. And that's why I treated him the way I did. And then he said, Umar, bear witness. I'm happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as my God. And I am happy with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as my Nabi. And bear witness that I am now a Muslim. And bear witness that I give half of my wealth to the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. And then they walked back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Zayd ibn Sunnah, he took his shahada in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Look at the behavior of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he had every right to get angry. It was 3 days before the loan was even due. And this man is embarrassing him and grabbing him and yelling at him and insulting him and his family in front of his sahaba. And look how he acted. Brothers and sisters, this is the way we need to be. We need to set the example for the people. As I said, if we talk to the people who know us outside of the masjid, what would they say about us? What would they say about our behavior? Some of the things that I hear, it's shameful. It's shameful. The Muslims, they have the reputation of being the people that cheat people, the people that do people bad in business, the people that use bad language, the people that do bad things. SubhanAllah, what kind of example are we setting for the people, brothers and sisters? And then we get mad when the people, they say the Muslims are bad. SubhanAllah, don't look at them, look at us. Look at the things that we do first. And it said that this Sahabi, Zayd ibn Sunnah, later on, he went out and he fought in the battle of Tabuk, and he died shaheed fi sabilillah. May Allah be pleased with him. Brothers and sisters, this is the way we give da'wah. Da'wah is not just about talking about Islam is 5 salat a day and fasting during Ramadan. No. Da'wah is by how we treat the people, how we act with the people, how we show the people that Islam is the right way to be. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he said, Su'ila Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an akthari ma yadkhilu al-nasu nasa al-jannah. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he said that the people that asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what would be the greatest reason for the people to enter Jannah? What would take the majority of the people into Jannah? Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Taqwallahi wa khusnul khulak. He said, having the taqwa of Allah and having good character, good manners, good behavior with the people. So brothers and sisters, this is the way we need to be. And as I said, we need to remember that we represent Islam to the people. Whether we like it or not, we represent Islam to the people. When the people come and they deal with us, we can't say, look, Islam is not about me, it's about other people, and then treat them badly. We can't do that. We can't say, don't judge Islam by me, judge it by other people. There's a good brother over there, judge it by him or her. We can't do that. We have one chance to make a good impression on the people. I remember one time I was in Wilmington. I was in a shop. And I'm in there and I'm waiting in line. And in front of me is this middle-aged white man. And this middle-aged white man, he turns around to me and he just stares at me. And he stares at me for like a minute. He's just looking at me. And finally, he comes up to me. SubhanAllah, he comes up to me and he starts grabbing my beard and touching my beard like this. And he's like amazed by my beard. And SubhanAllah, how weird is this, right? A stranger comes and grabs your beard. And he says to me, he says, man, that's a big Jewish beard. That's what he says to me. SubhanAllah, I was shocked. And I was angry, but I didn't show it. I was angry. Nobody likes for somebody to come into their personal space and touch them and this. But I remained calm, and halas, I left it at that. The man said what he had to say, and I left. Later on, I found out that this man, he's on TV. He's on TV, and he's a Christian preacher. A Christian preacher, and this is the way he's acting, subhanAllah. And he's making fun of my beard, and he says it's a big Jewish beard. SubhanAllah. But who was Isa alayhi salatu wasalam? Was he not Jewish? But what about if I had gotten angry and did what I wanted to do? What if I had slapped his hand and said some bad words to him? What would he have to say then when he gets in front of the people? Because he's got the people's attention. He speaks to the people. What could he say then about the Muslims? My example is not to say anything about me. It's about we need to realize that when we go out there, we represent Islam to the people, brothers and sisters. So let's make sure we show them the best behavior. Because Islam is bigger than just us. Islam is about representing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us all to be the best example for the people. أقول قول فهو استغفر الله لكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد. وقال الله عز وجل في القرآن القرآن الكريم ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and who is better in speech than he who invites to Allah? He invites to Allah and he does the good deeds. He does the righteous deeds. And he says, I am from the Muslimin. I am from the Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, who is better in speech than that person? May Allah make us from those people. Brothers and sisters, as I said, Islam is not just about what we say. Because the other groups, they say good things about what, you know, what they believe. They say good things about their religion. But look at their behavior. So let's make sure that our actions match our speech. And as I said, we give da'wah by the way that we act. All of us know the story of Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu when he was on the battlefield and he was fighting the mushrik. And Ali radiallahu anhu, he got the better of the mushrik and he was on top of him. And as he was about to deliver the death blow, this mushrik, he saw his game over. Game over, so he said, and he spit in the face of Ali radiallahu anhu. All of us know this story. And what did Ali do? Ali radiallahu anhu, he got up off of the man, he put his sword back in his sheath, and he walked away. And this man, he was shocked. He was expecting that once he spit in Ali's face, he was thinking he was going to go out with a bang. And Ali got off him. So this man, he was surprised, and he goes to him and says, "Ya Ali, what's up? You were about to kill me, and then you stopped? Why'd you do that?" What did Ali radiallahu anhu say to this man? He said, "When I was on top of you and I was about to kill you, I was fighting for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it wasn't personal. But once you spit in my face, then I got angry. And then it was personal. And I didn't want to kill you because of my own anger. So I got up." And subhanAllah, what did this man say? He said, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah." He took his shahada because he saw the behavior of a Muslim. And this is the way we need to be, brothers and sisters. We need to set a good example for the people. We need to show the people what Islam is. Not just say it to them. Because talk is cheap. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he once said to Ali radiallahu anhu, and subhanAllah how Ali lived this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa said to Ali, he said, "Wallahi, la'an yahdi Allahu bika rajulan wahidan khairul laka min an yakuna laka humrul na'am." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa said, "I swear by Allah, if one person is guided to al-Islam because of you, it would be better for you than a whole herd of red camels." And the red camels, they were the most valuable camels in their time. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, if one person is guided to Islam because of you, this would be better for you than if you had a whole herd of red camels. Did this man not enter Islam because of Ali radiallahu anhu, because of his behavior? Without him even talking about Islam, just showing him. So brothers and sisters, my advice to myself and to you is, let's look at the way that we act with the people. Let's look at the way that we interact with the people. Are we the bad customer in the store or in the restaurant? The person that starts cussing and fussing because they can't get their way, because it's some miscommunication. Are we the person that cheats the people when it comes to business? Are we the people that are scamming the system? Because wallahi, the people talk about this. The Muslims, they're scamming the system. They got their wives going and getting the food stamps. And in the meantime, they got businesses and this and that. And the Muslims, subhanAllah, wallahi, I don't even want to say the bad things that I hear. I don't want to say the bad things that I hear because it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing and there's no need to go into it. But brothers and sisters, please, let's look at the way we act with the people. Let's look at the example that we're setting for the Muslims, for the people. Let's show the people what Islam is supposed to be about. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to benefit from your short reminder here today. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to be the best example for the people.